Good morning. We're learning Chayadim. We're learning the halachas of washing one's hands for tefillah and for brachas, Klal Zayin. We're looking at Simin Dalet. The tefillah, the chachila yizor lito kedin netilas yadayim lasuda. Kamavur lakamon bedin netilas yadayim. So later on, we're going to learn the halachas of netilas yadayim lasuda. Chazal put many requirements in place for netilas yadayim lasuda, which we're saying over here that chachila, a person should be makbid on these for washing for tefillah as well. So the chatchila we should use a kli. The chatchila we should use water which has not been used for any malacha. The chatchila we should use water which has not had the color changed due to things growing in it. The chatchila we should. We should not have a chatzitza on our hands, b'shas we do the netila. So all of these things are chatzitza appropriate to do for netil sedayim for tefillah, the same way we have these halachas for netil sedayim for suda as well. However, the halacha of revius is a halacha which does not apply to tefillah, different than by tefillah. You must have a revius of water. Over here, there's no requirement of a revius. That not even with tefillah are we requiring a revius from the netilah. If a person doesn't pour the water from the kli, but puts his hands into the kli and moves his hands around, we're going to argue that Bidi Eved, that is still Yotzei, and you make a bracha of Al Netilas Shadoyim. We pointed out in the introduction that there are multiple reasons why we wash our hands in the morning. One is to remove the ruach raw, which is on the hands. For that purpose, this will not work. That requires washing three times from a kli onto each hand, and the way we do it is we switch right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand. This is referring to the halacha of Netilas Yadayim as a preparation for tefillah, which is not because of removing the ruach ra. Even a person would have no issue of ruach ra. A person still has to wash his hands for tefillah. For this washing for tefillah purposes, for davening, so that it's valid to do it inside, to take your hands and put them into the kli and move your hands around. Okay, Abul Imein Loi Mayim, Vitzorach Lenakos Yadav, Zelonikri Natila Klal, Mavorach Al Nikiyus Yadayim. So instead of saying, making the ruach of Al Natilas Yadayim, if you're going through a process of being Menaka, cleansing one's hands, using other types of ways to clean oneself, so the bracha is going to be not of Al Netilas Yadayim, but Al Nikiyus Yadayim. I'm skipping the parentheses. I will tell Benor, Mavarach Al Netilas Yadayim. But if you would put your hands into the river, something which is a kosher mikvah, so then even though it's not a kli, the bracha is going to be Al Netilas Yadayim. Even though you didn't do what we would call the regular washing, but tevila in the mikvah is greater than netilas, washing one's hands, so it's washing one's hands is included in the act of tevila, so it is a form of washing one's hands, so the bracha is on the netilas yadayim. Okay. We still have not clarified the regards to the halacha of washing for the halachas of washing for Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. That will be the topic which we're going to talk about in Simen Hay, which we'll do tomorrow. Have a good morning.